Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! So each week we work on a movement snack to help provide you with ways that you can move throughout the day. And if you've been with me for a while, you know that I have a passion for posture. And I wanted to talk to you about power postures. And you may have heard about it. It actually has become more of a controversial self-improvement technique that is being mentioned, in which people stand in a posture that they mentally associate with being powerful. And what might this posture be for us women? It's that super mom, Wonder Woman posture, hands on the hips, standing nice and tall. And that was why I wanted to discuss power posture with you today. And the controversy is in regards to what Cuddy has said the effects are of putting yourself in a powerful posture. And I'm not sure, I guess some people haven't been able to replicate her findings, but I would care to differ with that. I mean, I believe that if we stand tall, it speaks volumes to our self-esteem. And it's just like that smiling when you don't feel like smiling can make you feel better, happier. I feel that getting into that power posture can make you feel more secure, more well-grounded in your body. So I'm going to encourage you today to not only stand in that posture, but I want you to work on improving your posture throughout the day. So I don't need you to place your hands on the hips, but what I want you to do is, instead of this common posture that many of us get into as moms, we tend to round forward, creating this, you know, this downward, just kind of down on yourself. If you look at someone in that position, they don't look happy, honestly. So it's honestly, if you think about what it's doing to the body, is it's closing everything up. So if you were out in the wild and you were to then curl your legs up, or you were to try to hide from a predator, which I believe I've mentioned this before, we tend to curl our body up. So that is this state of fear and hiding, and make ourselves look smaller. Well, this creates a response within the body, whether you want it to or not, it does. So getting in that rounded posture is something we need to work on getting away from. We want to work on standing up taller. And when I say stand up taller, unfortunately what happens is many of us throw our shoulders back, we flare our rib cage, opening up that rib cage, and that's not really what we're going for. That's a little over extension, and that then creates some problems with our core, where we may no longer have our rib cage in line with our pelvis, which can then in turn create some breathing pattern problems, some pelvic floor prolapse or incontinence over time. And our pressure system within our core isn't working quite like it needs to if we're in that position a lot. So we are going to today practice standing taller. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring our arms up over our head. So you may need to practice this later in the day if you're out driving. But what we're going to do is we're going to bring our arms up over our head. And then we're going to slowly bring our arms out to the side. And as we bring our arms out to the side, our thumbs are going to be up towards the ceiling. And then from here, we're going to slowly drop our arms at our side, keeping those thumbs in that same position so that as they come down to the side, our palms are facing forward. And I want you to feel what this feels like within your shoulders. And you shouldn't be flaring your ribs. Your ribs should be right where they need to be. And then I want you to, without moving anything else in your body, make your hands go to where the palms are in towards your legs and your thumbs are facing forward. And feel what this feels like. This is a posture, a more powerful posture position. That is a standing tall with nice alignment position. And if you can practice getting in this position a little bit more throughout your day, and you can go through this, bring your arms up over your head, that type of thing, you will notice how everything feels a little bit better within your body. You stand taller. You might not deal with as much neck and upper back tension. Your core, you might feel a little bit stronger within your core. So this is a position I want you to try to practice throughout the day and honestly throughout the rest of the week until we meet again for our next movement snack, which will be next Thursday. And if you have questions for me, I'd love for you to join me in my Form Fit Mom community. I go over different postures. I help you work through aches and pains you might be dealing with. I offer some foam rolling, pop-ins, and I'm here to help you move through positions a little bit more comfortably. So I hope you all have a wonderful day.